Welcome to this meditation called the Loving Kindness Meditation. This is a very popular meditation amongst people who study the Buddhist traditions. However, it's been borrowed and adapted to all kinds of groups of people. And last year we introduced it into the Fulmont Retreat, and it was so well received we thought we'd share it again. Well, just to kind of put things in context, there is a lot of confusion in the world right now, and there's a lot of stress, a lot of anger and fear, and it's been often said that fear is the absence of love, and this loving kindness meditation is actually one of the ways in which we can try and bring some balance back into the world. And if nothing else, bring balance back into ourselves. And so before we begin, I just thought I'd share with you that according to some traditions, there are actually two paths that we can take in our life journey. The first path is called the path of self-service, where we basically do things for ourselves. It's a very egotistical, very selfish path. But some people feel as if that's how we can learn about certain things. And the other path is one of service to others, a path of service to others. And this is where we empathize with other people to try and do our best to care for others. But yet you can't do that really well unless you care for yourself. So there's a little bit of the element of taking care of yourself or service to self as part of the service to others. And what this means is that until we can love ourselves, we can't truly extend love and kindness to other people, to the world. And it's one of these kind of like conundrums or oxymorons about how to really engage in this idea of loving kindness meditation. Well, one of the people who is a big proponent of this is Jack Kornfield. And he begins describing this loving kindness meditation with these words. He says, "This meditation uses words, images, and feelings to evoke a loving kindness and friendliness toward oneself and others. With each recitation of the phrases and affirmations that are included here, we are expressing an intention, in essence, planting the seeds of loving wishes over and over in our heart. With a loving heart as the background, all that we attempt, all that we encounter, will open and flow more easily. You can begin the practice of loving kindness by meditating for 15 or 20 minutes in a quiet place. So let yourself sit comfortable, focus on your breathing, and just come to a place of peace. Let your body rest and be relaxed. And let your heart be soft and open. Let go of any plans or preoccupations or conceptions of what to expect with this meditation. Begin with yourself. Breathe gently and recite inwardly the following traditional phrases directed toward your own well-being. You begin with yourself because without loving yourself, it's really difficult to love others. So we invite you to take a slow, deep breath, and then after each affirmation, take a very slow, deep breath. And we're going to repeat these affirmations in two cycles. And then we're going to follow it up with a guided imagery. So the first phrase, the first series of phrases is about ourselves. And then we take the next series of phrases toward others. It begins like this. May I be filled with loving kindness. May I be filled with happiness, health, and well-being. May I be safe from inner and outer conflicts, pain, and harm. May I be well in mind, body, and spirit, and awakened fully. May I be at ease, happy, and live a life of good health. May I give and receive gratitude and appreciation for this day. May your life be filled with loving kindness. May you be filled with happiness, health, and well-being. May you be safe from inner and outer conflicts, pain, and harm. May you be well in mind, body, and spirit, and awakened fully. May you be at ease, happy, and live a life of good health. May you acknowledge and receive gratitude and appreciation for this day. And we're going to repeat these phrases one more time. And this time I'd like to have you extend the intention of this out to everyone in the world, like ripples that go across a smooth surface pond. Let these ripples go wherever they're needed. May your life be filled with loving kindness. May you be filled with happiness, health, and well-being. May you be safe from inner and outer conflicts, pain, and harm. May you be well in mind, body, and spirit, and awakened fully. May you be at ease, happy, and live a life of good health. And may you acknowledge and receive gratitude and appreciation for this day. Now, on your next slow, deep breath, I'd like you to visualize someone who's near and dear to your heart and imagine that there's an image of them right in front of you. And from your heart space to their heart space, we're going to extend a beam of light, or if you want, you can use a rainbow of light that arcs from you to them. And for the next five breaths, just think to yourself to extend loving kindness. Each time you exhale, extend this energy of loving kindness to them. In your next slow, deep breath, allow this image to fade from your mind, but retain the feelings and sensation of loving kindness from your heart space all around yourself. Now, there's an expression that says, it's easy to love those people who are easy to love. It's much harder to send love and compassion to people who we're having a difficult time with. Yet those are the people who need it the most. And we need it too. We can't be discriminatory with who we send feelings of love and compassion to. We need to share it unconditionally to everybody. So in this next phase of this meditation, I'd like to invite you now to imagine somebody who you're having a difficult time with, someone who you're not feeling very loving or kindness to. And imagine them sitting in front of you or somewhere in your presence. And think to yourself now that we want to send a feeling of love and compassion to them. And it may be the best we can do is just acknowledge that they too are experiencing trauma and crisis in their life journey. And the best we can do is just to extend to them the acknowledgement that they too are going through a difficult time. There are many ways to express loving kindness, and obviously the kind that is the most dramatic is the kind that makes up really good movies in Hollywood. But in this case here, just to acknowledge someone's divinity within their human condition is an expression of loving kindness, because we realize that, again, they too may be going through quite a difficult time. We don't know all of their history, and oftentimes when people are unkind, it's because they've somehow learned to cope like that through some real serious trauma earlier on in their lives. So now, visualizing this picture of this person in front of you, as best you're able to, imagine a beam of light from your heart space to them, or perhaps a rainbow of light. And with the next 5 slow, deep breaths, just send a loving thought, even if it's just to accept their own human condition, for the next 5 breaths. And now with your next slow, deep breath, allow this image to fade from your mind's eye. And imagine on your next breath that you're sitting or standing in front of a mirror. And the image you see is yourself. It's often been said that the hardest person to send loving kindness to is ourselves, because we're always finding fault with ourselves. The ego is always turned on, looking for reasons why we're not good enough. But in this case here, we'd like to turn off the ego, or as they say, domesticate it. And as we look at this image of ourselves, this beautiful reflection of ourselves, we are now invited to send light from our heart space to the heart space in the image we see of ourselves, from heart to heart, a rainbow of loving light from our heart space to our heart space, the reflection of our heart space. If the next 5 breaths, as you exhale, just imagine that you're sending love to yourself and that you're worthy of receiving this. And now on your next slow, deep breath, we'll allow this image to fade from your mind's eye. And once again, we're going to revisit these affirmations for the world, or perhaps someone in particular that you'd like to keep them in mind as you say these to yourself. So I'm going to read each one and then ask you to repeat that to yourself as you exhale. And think to yourself now that we are all divine sparks of light. And these bodies are really just costumes that we're wearing in the course of this particular drama that we are engaged in on the stage of the human earth. Take one more slow, deep breath, and as you exhale, think this phrase. May your life be filled with loving kindness. May you be filled with happiness, health, and well-being. May you be safe from inner and outer conflicts, pain, and harm. May you be well in mind, body, and spirit, and awaken fully. May you be at ease, happy, and live a life of good health. And may you acknowledge and receive gratitude and appreciation for this day. And as we close this meditation of loving kindness, we invoke the presence and the energy of the word namaste, which comes to mean when you are at that place of peace in your heart and I'm at that place of peace in my heart, we are one. Namaste.